Analysis here. We don't have Carl's video quite yet.
Yeah, I don't know why. Joined on Zoom, so.
And as you can see, we have a number of folks calling in. Included in that are some of our MIRA staff. But anytime you want to start, I think we can get going.
Good morning.
So I have a new camera on my computer. Can you hear me without the phone?
Yes, working fine now.
Oh, it wasn't working before. So I dialed in.
Okay, as I mentioned, we're waiting on Scott, but we do have a quorum if you wanted to get a couple of things started.
All right, let me grab the agenda here. Okay. And we're going to try to do a remote Pledge of Allegiance, I guess. Can you hear me or?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I muted the mic. I have a new camera on the computer here, and I don't know about the microphone. I think I'll use my phone instead. So if you show me muted, that's muted on the internet one, not the phone. So I guess we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Is there a flag there somewhere we can look at? Oh,
no.
Ed Bailey has one in his office.
Okay.
Ed's got it.
All right, Ed's got us. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
Flag.
United States of America. And to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, are there any board members whose phones are not named, or they're, you know, we don't have to have the names for the people in the audience, but we should have everybody on the board identified, or like Ann is identified.
This is Luke Bronin. I don't know if you got me there.
Which one are you, Luke?
I am.
Which phone number?
1185, last four.
So who's ever managing the meeting should rename that phone to Luke.
I will.
The 605-7380 is me. You have me already on the picture. All right, public comment. Any members of the public wish to address the board?
No. Good morning, guys, ladies.
Good morning, John.
We need you to come in an iPad so we can see you in person. Come on.
I got a computer. I do Zoom meetings at work, but you don't give me a link.
All right, so we have Scott now.
You'll see my 1970s hairdo.
we all have one of those.
Not like this.
All right. I guess the next item then is the minutes of the April board meeting. A motion to approve.
I'll move for approval.
All right. I guess we should. Are there any comments first or corrections?
I second it.
I heard somebody else second also.
Okay.
I had seconded earlier, Ed here.
All right.
All right. I guess we need to do a roll call vote, Tom?
I don't believe so. Laurie, with the recording by Zoom, we don't need a roll call. Is that correct?
Well, you need every... Laurie, you're muted.
Laurie, could you check your button?
Sorry, you're right. I am muted. No, I don't believe we need a roll call.
Thank you.
So how are you going to record a vote? Just have people raise their hand and you look around?
Yes, and I am taking notes for Conscion. But if you would prefer to do a roll call, we can certainly do that.
Well,
I think it's necessary for minutes.
Yeah, if there's anything of substance, but you know, we can have people raise their hand and you can just look around and count.
Sure.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, moving on. No report from the various committees. Next item then would be attachment 2, a resolution regarding a cooperative service agreement between MIRA and the USDA Animal and Plant Inspection Services. Is there a motion to approve?
I move.
Is that Pat?
Yes.
I'll second it.
And then a second. John, seconded. All right. Discussion.
Don, this is the annual routine authorization for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Division to engage those folks in their efforts to maintain vector control over the site. As we know, it's a critical issue given the proximity of the airport. We're satisfied with the work they've been doing. They've been doing it for more than a decade now and successfully keeping vectors under control. It's primarily airborne vectors, birds. However, they also assist in some of the ground vectors, rodents and raccoons, possums, etc. So this is a was reviewed by P&P and is ready for consideration by the board.
All right, are there any questions or comments? Can you hear me now? Because I just got off the phone and I'm trying this device again.
And we can see you now.
I can hear you, John.
Can you hear me? Okay. Now, like I said, this is a new toy and I'm not sure how well it works. I have my iPad here. I can always go to that. I know that works well. I guess if there's no more comments, we can take a vote. Should we do the hands up and the eyes again? All in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Next one is attachment 3. Board action is requested to authorize the president to enter into 1-year solid waste and recyclables delivery agreement with the waste haulers.
So moved.
Second.
Who seconded? Pat, you seconded again? Okay. Comments on that or discussion?
Mr. Chairman and directors, this is our annual contract authorization for commercial waste haulers bringing waste to the South Meadows facility. We do this each year. In some prior years, we've done 2-year agreements. This is a single year agreement. It mirrors the pricing and terms of the Tier 1 municipal agreements, $93 and $91 per ton recycling, which is free for municipalities under contract with MIRA, will now pay non-participating communities will be paying $50 per ton for recyclables directly delivered to Hartford, and $72 per ton for tons of recyclables delivered to the transfer stations. There are some protective changes that were instituted in this agreement to protect MIRA and the towns in the event of unexpected interruptions and the costs associated with diversion, which will be more protective of the towns. But other than that, it's pretty typical arrangement and contract to allow the large percent, a substantial percentage of tonnage to be delivered by commercial haulers. Pete's here to answer any particular questions. Mark was obviously involved in the contract design as well.
Tom, is the estimate in there just something, is that the same as last year?
Which, I'm sorry, what are you referring to?
The under revenue, is the tonnage is similar, the...
Yes. Yeah, the revenue is higher because of the higher price. The tonnages are similar.
Okay. Did you lose any tonnage or gain any tonnage or from last year?
Each of the large haulers chooses a target, a minimum commitment that we hold them to. And the small haulers, which are under 4,000 tons, do not have that commitment. Generally speaking, we're about where we were last year. There's always some movement between haulers as their customers switch. And there's probably, we're certainly expecting less with the economic situation changing.
Tom, if I can just add to that, in particular, we see a decline this fiscal year in tons coming into our Watertown transfer station, and we track that back to one of the large haulers is moving waste that they control that's not committed to one of their transfer stations in Waterbury. So we've seen a decline this year in tons coming into the Watertown transfer station, and that's reflected in the estimated tonnage that we're going to receive next fiscal year. And this number is what we bill the haulers. I mean, there are additional tons that come into our system, all committed, for which we bill the municipalities directly. But this represents the estimated tonnage that we will bill haulers for, both committed and scheduled tons.
Are there any other questions or comments? Okay. Jim, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, there you're back. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we had a quorum to vote.
No, yeah, I was still there. I just was having a cup of coffee, and I didn't want to necessarily see you chug me, see everybody have me chug it. So,
well, I know sometimes when people put their video off, it's because they stepped out of the room for a moment. I guess if there's no more questions or comments, all in favor, say aye or raise your hand or both.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Tom, the next two items, we're going to talk about those now, or you want to wait until after the...
If we could dispense with the damage to the solar system.
Right.
That would be great.
All right. So the next item then is behind attachment four. It's a resolution regarding repair of damage to the solar generating facility to landfill. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I got Pat. Who seconded?
John.
John, okay. Tom, you want to discuss this one?
Yes, there was some damage done to a medium voltage cable tray on top of the landfill. It was identified by a contractor. It was investigated and traced back to a likely accident with a lawnmower. The lawn mowing contractor is a subcontractor for the DEEP. We reached out to the DEEP. They agree it was a lawn mowing incident. There's about $11,500 in repair costs associated with this. We are engaging the repair with our contractor to ensure it's done correctly and effectively and within the terms of the warranty, after which we will be reimbursed by DEEP, and they will pursue a commercial settlement with their subcontractor.
Are there any comments or questions? All right, I guess we will take a vote then. All in favor, say aye and raise your hand. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so Tom, you wanted to go into executive session, and then we will come out of executive session, likely take a couple of votes on the two items behind attachment 5 and 6. And are you gonna, do you wanna hold off on the president's report until that time also?
Sure, I could do that. I would ask, it's best if the board members actually exit the Zoom conference. If you forget, Chris is online to mute you out and ensure that nothing is recorded on the Zoom, but we're going to keep the Zoom meeting running for the benefit of the members of the public. And after we call into our board AT&T phone conference number, perform the executive session, we would all rejoin the Zoom for what's likely to be a couple of votes by the board. And ultimately adjournment.
Tom, do you want to do the supplemental information first, since that's very much public? Might as well get that out of the way now so we don't do it after the executive session.
Sure, let me do my, it's a quick report. Let me get that done. The facility operated without any environmental, public safety, or health violations throughout the reporting period. The supplemental report you have in the board package reflects data and metrics for the facilities through March 31st, 2020. And please refer to that supplemental for all of the details. But a couple of highlights: the total operating revenue for March was $4.81 million. That's 19% below budget. The typical issues there, deficits in waste, metals, electricity sales in particular. Poor prices resulted in those deficits, as well as less than stellar plant performance. Our crude operating expenses were 5.76, 15% favorable to budget. Of course, favorable reflecting the fact that we're processing less and generating less. Please take a look at the board package supplementary operations report for boiler and generation production performance. Recall that those colored charts, red and blue bars, are presented to reflect what 100% expected budgeted planned performance would be. We missed our target operating performance this month by 28%, meaning we had a 72% performance metric, poor production for the month of March, typically associated with pressure part failures and some materials handling issues at the plant. We do not have sufficient fuel to operate the plant at full load, as in recent months, due to the fact that the spot waste pricing is so poor. We've decided not to pursue additional tons at these low prices for fear of essentially crashing the price for spot waste. Recycling revenues were 12% unfavorable to budget this period. The commodities exported were very minimal this month. There's very little market out there. So they were 95% below our budget. ONP and OCC are having trouble finding markets now, and will hold those, or I should say our contractor will hold those bales rather than sell into a particularly soft market. Average price for commodities is $61.36 per ton. That's about $7 below the budget, but the quantities are very low. I do want to talk a little bit about our operations through the pandemic. We're performing adequately, we believe, as are our subcontractors. We're not having problems getting our jobs and tasks completed due to personnel availability. There were a couple of instances worth mentioning. We had three employees do a 14-day quarantine as a result of some inadvertent, unknowing contact with a subcontractor or contractors that tested positive. Those three MIRA employees completed their quarantine period on Friday and are back at work without incident. Governor Lamont has issued a return to work plan targeted at May 20th. The government has distributed some guidance documents to help businesses return to work. As an essential organization, MIRA has not stopped working, obviously. However, our office has been following the guidelines of the state insofar as minimizing the number of employees in the office and personal protective equipment, social distancing, et cetera. So over the next few weeks, we will be following the guidance of the state in their return to work directive. And in that regard, we will be introducing more people into the office as the situation and circumstances allow. There will be some challenges there. The guidelines are very strict in terms of directive as to personal protective equipment, cleanliness and sanitation. And the challenge for us will be procuring the cleaning supplies and protective equipment necessary to allow a full return to work. That's quite honestly not reasonable in the near future, but we do expect to be able to introduce more people back into the office for more hours through the week. Presently, we're essentially have the operations group coming in for 2 days a week and the financial group coming in for two other days per week. We will likely be expanding that. We will be limiting folks coming to the office based on age and comorbidities. The directive from the state is to prohibit folks over age 65 or folks with health conditions that would warrant additional protection. Those folks are not to be returned to the office. We are very comfortable we can work and continue to work under the existing rules and start gradually introducing protocols and procedures to allow us to come back to work. But it will be, I expect, a months long process, perhaps not.
Tom, does that mean Dick and I can't come to board meetings anymore?
Actually, we are expecting that we can have folks in board meetings provided we meet the social distancing requirements. There are very specific guidelines. There's a poster up at our elevator today showing where people need to stand in the elevator to maintain social distancing. The key for us and the challenge for us is being able to deal with the communal spaces, the lunchroom and the conference rooms. We're comfortable we can find protocols and procedures to do that, but frankly, I don't think you and Dick are anxious to come back anyway.
I can't speak for Dick, but that's okay. Any questions for Tom?
Tom, one question that I have is do you need to self-certify before May 20th, or do businesses that stayed open not need to go through that process?
Our presumption is that we do not have to go through that process. The 14-page guidance document that the state sent around specifies a certification process. And we'll go through that. But our position has been that as an essential organization, where we have the discretion to be able to do what's necessary while continuing to insist on the protection of our employees. Is that fair, Lori?
Yes, that's our understanding.
Yeah.
Tom, I don't know how you can use that conference room for more than about five people, so you're going to have to think about that.
I agree. I should also add, we're not opening the office to visitors or customers either. Frankly, not a lot will change in the immediate future for the 20th, as far as we're concerned. There's a 50% limit where we're understanding the 50% to be the limit on how many people are designed to work in the office. We have less bodies in the office than we have space for. So we will take a generous view of the 50% number. But once again, the encouragement is to continue to work at home if you can work at home. And I think we've demonstrated that we can successfully do that. One final note.
I'm just trying to figure out how you could possibly get social distancing on that elevator, on any elevator. I mean, they have a sign in there that says how to do that.
On the front of the elevator, there's a map with three dots. One person stands facing the door and one in each corner. That's not 6 feet by any means, but that's the direction.
No, that's three people in a nitty bitty little box. I think anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I would think you got it smart enough to just not get on it if somebody else is in front of you.
That would be the sign that I would put up.
Yeah. One person.
The communal areas outside individual tenant spaces are according to the governor's directive to be managed by the landlord. That's a landlord sign there. No one uses the elevator anyway when we're on the second floor. But you know, there's passing in the stairway. There are issues that will have to be worked through, and the guidance we're operating under is to ensure to be conservative and ensure the protection of our employees. We're comfortable we could do that with our experience in the last few weeks. Just one final note. We do have one very seriously ill employee still. Vicky is still quite ill, and please keep her in your thoughts and prayers as she struggles to recover.
Is she is she aware that we're thinking? Yeah.
Yes, we are. In Lori, in particular, is in contact with Vicky's sister. And is hopefully communicating our thoughts and with Vicky.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, with that, I would ask the board members and
Tom,
staff and Ann.
Tom, it's Luke Broning. Can you send or text the? I don't have for some reason the executive.
I'm not sure which number you want either, Tom. Just email that call in number to the board members, please.
I'll do that right now. Do you have access to email there, Luke?
Yep.
Okay, I'll shoot something out right now. With the
are you talking about Hartford? I mean.
All right. Well, in any case, we need a motion to go into executive session to discuss the usual stuff. Whatever. What does it say here? Real estate, trade secrets, personnel matters, security matters, feasibility estimates, etc. We have a motion to go into executive session.
I so move and include appropriate staff as determined by Mr. Kirk.
Okay, so that was Scott. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion, Pat.
All right. All in favor, again, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? So we'll reconvene on the phone. Then Tom, you want us to come back to Zoom after that? So you want everybody to leave Zoom now and then log back on after the executive session?
Exactly right. Please leave the Zoom meeting and join back in after the executive session. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, I just started recording. Okay.
Thank you.
I took a couple off because this one here was wearing thin. Mm-hmm. But if anybody else needs any.
Well, I tell you, that was painful, and I'm being paid to be here.
Who are we missing? We're missing Dick so far.
Oh, look at John's background now.
Yeah,
must be on there from the Kentucky Derby party.
John, on my other computer, I have Whistler in the background. But I don't have it loaded on this computer.
I think we all need a mint julep by now.
Or two.
I don't know why Tom Swar had a picture of a little boy sticking a screwdriver into a wall plug.
Okay, I think we should, Mr. Chairman, if you could get a motion for the...
We don't have Dick. Do we have a quorum?
Yes.
Dick's there.
Where is he?
I see his block. He's connecting to audio as we speak.
Okay. All right. In any case, I will make the statement. We are out of executive session. No motions were taken during the executive session. And we're at the point now where we need a motion on the resolution regarding 3-year legal services and or bond counsel services.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Third.
Discussion.
I would like to indicate that I will vote for the total resolution. However, if they were voting separately, I would not vote for the bond counsel based on a past interaction I have had with that firm.
Are there any other comments, discussion, or any other items for this motion? All right, let's take a vote then. All in favor, again, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And then the last one is, I believe, we need a motion on the resolution regarding the CSWS redevelopment. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to table.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
All right, any discussion? All in favor of tabling that motion, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? And then the only other comment I would make before we adjourn is we have agreed that we will do a special meeting on Thursday, May 28th. Tom, you'll schedule that and post an agenda?
Yes.
Will that be at 9:30, John?
I'm sorry, say again?
Will that be at 9:30?
That's fine with me.
I may have a conflict at 9:30, but
what time would you like, Scott?
Let me just check. I was thinking it would be around this time when I saw it. Let me take a look here. That would be the 28th. Is that what we were talking about?
Correct.
Yeah, I could do 9:30. I'll just move something.
All right. It'll be all right. So let's do 9:30 for a special meeting. All right. Any other comments or questions or anything before we move to adjourn? So we have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody stay safe and healthy as best you can.
Don't jump off yet, John. Do you have another email for the mayor?
Oh, what he texted me was, let me find it.
He says Luke Bronin instead of L. Bronin?
Luke.Bronin.
At what?
Hartford.gov.
At Hartford. Okay, great.
I think the L. Bronin goes to his staff. That's sort of the one for general public.
Yeah, I'll send it to both. I'll send him a quick update to both.
Okay. Thank you all for a very lengthy morning.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Tom, can I call you a little bit?
Sure. I'm in the office.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to end the recording. Is that okay?
We're all set. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, I'll cancel the meeting also.